For 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Good morning, all y'all. Come on in. Boy, we've got a lot to talk about today as it relates to your house. Everybody's trying to get something done. And that's why we show up every Saturday morning to try and help you get that getting done, really done, finished, checked off. If you'd like to visit with us and talk about your home remodeling, maintenance, or improvement project, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. I'm here in the broadcast studio with my son Romy and co-host, with my wife, sweet Jennifer, in the call screening booth who will take your name and number, as well as with our dear Miss Carol Grace Vore and our broadcast engineer, Gary D. All here gathered to focus on one thing, you and your home. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. And let's visit. Now, in the remodeling business, let me just surface a couple realities of what's going on right now. In an article talking about costs of home improvement right now, I'm going to quote, prices for granite, insulation, concrete blocks, common brick, and lumber have all pushed to record highs. All of those. There's an organization, actually, I believe they're based in Tempe, Arizona. It's called American Homes for Rent. And they built 1,600 rental homes across the country last year. Their lumber bill went from $10,000 a unit to $20,000 a unit to $25,000
a unit. In what time frame?
In a year.
In a year.
Yeah, or less than a year. In less than a year. So we have published for a long time what you could expect to spend per square foot for a kitchen remodel that was good, better, or luxury. Same with a bathroom. We are now having to go into our database, import the new prices for the materials of what that job would cost in today's dollars, and upgrading all of those spreadsheets. It's absolutely incredible. And then you add the supply chain challenges to all of this. Companies that have historically produced for us in 3 weeks, consistently, for decades, 12 weeks.
And you add to that how hard it is to get employees right now. Everybody's begging for help. You know what? We have a lot of grumpy callers lately.
a year of it all building up, I guess.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Grumpy how? Just can't get what they want
right.
when they
you
want?
Know, I think historically, people are used to being able to hear back very quickly, to schedule pretty quickly. But we had a request just this week to have a tile job done by April 13th. That person will be lucky to hear back by April 13th.
Didn't say, could you find someone that could get to me?
No, it says, I need this.
Just called and said, I need job done by April 13th. And said, well, good luck, then, sister.
I try to listen with compassion.
Sorry.
And answer with grace.
You better learn how to set tile, sweetheart.
Well, you know what? It is just a new era. It's going to be a big job to change that mindset that I can, if I want it, I can get it. If I go to the store, it's going to be there. You know, you order things, and you may not get exactly what you want unless you're willing to wait.
And I even... And overheard Bruce.
Don't order any plumbing fixtures from Egypt right now.
I don't know if this was personal or a client, but he was saying yesterday they needed an air conditioning unit, and the only thing in stock was this one unit, and they were trying to go with, you know, a train, but the turnaround time, they ended up slapping a York in because that was the only thing that was sitting around. It was going to be weeks before the next shipment came in.
Yeah, and the summer is almost here. So, it's, and I would just beg everybody's patience, especially with their air conditioning guys. This is already high season. So if you have waited to call them, it's going to be really hard to schedule. And if you have a problem, call yesterday.
And Jeff Farias sent us that note about 3 weeks ago, and we've mentioned a few times on air that if you limped through last year on your air conditioning unit, you better start the process now.
Oh, boy.
Because it's going to be weeks before your unit's in stock.
Yeah, and we all do our best, but there's only so much we can control.
Well, go ahead.
And the Texas storm shut down one of the train's facilities.
Yeah,
The roof froze and collapsed, right. So they got to rebuild one of their facilities.
Well, they got a triple whammy. COVID, ice storm, employees, man, tough times.
So as a part of trying to bring light to your life, enjoyment, smile to your face, and a sparkle to your eye, this week we highlight in our newsletter places you could possibly consider worshiping this Easter Passover weekend, locations all across Arizona. And I thought the newsletter just did a fabulous job of bringing out places that you need to know about, both from historical standpoints as well as architectural standpoints. And one in particular, just recently completed up at Summerhaven, up on Mount Lemmon, was done by the Rosie Certified architect down in Tucson, Chauncey Myers, that we're going to bring into the conversation right now. This building is absolutely incredible. Chauncey, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, good morning, Rosie. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. And we've sent out pictures of this structure, this chapel, this shrine, no picture could do the craftsmanship of this building any justice at all. Tell me one thing, Chauncey. How does an architect in Tucson get a commission to build a Byzantine shrine to Mary the Undoer of Knots in Summerhaven?
Well, I think it's a lot has to do with just being blessed. And I had clients that I've had since 1999. They own a charter school here in Tucson, the Rose Academy charter schools, and we worked together real well. And one day they said, we bought some lots up in Mount Lemmon, and would you be interested in building us a Byzantine chapel? And that started from there, and I did my research and on Byzantine architecture and the Capillarian Mountains region in Ukraine. And did the architectural research, and then also did some research on the practice of the Byzantine Rite, Catholic Rite. So with that, we created what we have there.
The woodworking is so incredibly intricate. How did you find the manpower with the experience and the craftsmanship to put something like this together? Did you have to import your team from the Byzantine region?
Well, thank God we did not have to do that. But Gene and Catherine Kinghorn, who was the who made all this happen, had a relationship with a builder named Gary Griffith. And Gary is one of those. There's still some of these guys around that are craftsmen, master craftsmen. This guy can build anything. He can cut any complex joint in wood. The biggest problem here was that we had three consecutor rings that slowly got smaller as they went up, and so we have octagons, and each one of those octagons had a beam, but then you had a slope at the ridges, which were eight of them, down to another octagon. So the knowledge of having to be able to cut a multiple three-dimensional joint, and any carpenter would know what I'm talking about, but it's you're basically cutting a piece of wood in three different dimensions at one time, and you can mess that up really carefully.
And then to know that the framing that you're cutting isn't going to be covered by sheetrock, that this is the finished product. These cuts are your rough carpentry to put the skeleton of the building together, but they are your trim carpentry, a manifestation of the craftsmanship it takes to put something like this together.
Well, one of the things that Gary and I talked about many times is it's too bad we have to cover all these joints up there.
Oh, man.
It just made us both sick, to be honest with you. But we need to insulate it, and that wasn't the nature of this architecture. We were assimilating the wooden architecture of the Ukraine region, and it was basically they built it out of timber, and they really didn't have the solid timber. They didn't really have studs or joists. It was all just solid, and that was the tradition there. So we tried to emulate that tradition in the architecture. But many times we looked up there and said, these joints were so tight, Rosie, and they were so beautifully done. I mean, this beam coming at an angle, it just was amazing.
Well, it is. And folks, if you don't get, this is just one more reason to get our weekly newsletter. If you don't get it, just Google Mary, the Undoer of Knots Shrine on Mount Lemmon. And y'all just recently completed this. Romy and I were privileged enough to walk it. I can't remember if it was before the accident or after the accident. But y'all just finished this, and it is open to the public to some capacity right now.
Yes. If you do have a chance to go to the website, which you commented, Mary Undoer of Knots Shrine.org, and make sure you get, there's other shrines, but make sure you see the one with Mount Lemmon, and you will see that. And they have a point where you can make a reservation to see it at this point. It's going to be hopefully in the near future open to the public on Saturdays and a little bit on Sundays. And they're going to have services coming up here too, hopefully pretty quick. But if you go to that website, you'd actually make a reservation on a Saturday to visit it. And
get a little history about Mary Undoer of Knots, as well as the Byzantine Catholic theology. It's a great website. And you can reach in there and make a reservation to get a tour. It is absolutely, architecturally and craftsmanship-wise, it is incomparable. More when we get back with Chauncey Myers right after this.